talk about some more Let Us verses in the Bible. This is a continuation of our talk last week about Let Us verses in the Word of God. I would encourage you to listen to it again or for the first time. It is very short. In Hebrews 12, 1-2, we read, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God." In my own words, I'm saying, let us throw off everything that hinders and this sin that so easily entangles. What hinders you from spending time in God's Word and in prayer or time with your wife and children? Too much time spent watching TV and sports? Spending time and money on cars, machines, and gadgets that are not eternal? Unnecessary time on your smartphone and YouTube, to name just a few. Sins that easily entangle could be the desires of the flesh, hatred, and jealousy, and lust. And then, let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. It takes discipline and work to live for Jesus, but he does not ask us to do this alone. He has given us his Holy Spirit to strengthen us to do this. A race takes daily practice. You can't slack off. Runners in a race keep running until they reach the finish line. And lastly, from that same verse, let us keep our eyes on Jesus. Keeping our focus on him makes all the difference. Every time I'm feeling lonely, discouraged, overwhelmed, and struggling in life, I remember how I need to turn my eyes upon Jesus, and all the things of this world grow strangely dim. I get alone with him, into his word, and talk with him, and that gives me courage, direction, and purpose to just live to please him and not worry about others. Because in Galatians 5:26 we read, "Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other." Keeping our eyes on Jesus strengthens us to not do these things. Our focus should not be on what others are doing or not doing, but on Jesus. Hebrews 12:28 says, "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire." Dear fellow believers, we are so blessed to be children of God. We need to worship God throughout each day with our hearts full of thanks and awe at what we have been given. Think often about what we have in Christ. Another similar passage in Hebrews is chapter 13, verse 15. "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that openly profess his name." Our walk and talk should habitually be praising and thanking Jesus openly as part of our everyday conversation, regardless of whom we are with. Yes, I said, make it a habit. Without thinking, we should continually be offering God our praise and doing this openly. And lastly, in Galatians 6:9-10, we read, "Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers." Heavenly Father, we give you praise and thanks for these reminders to throw off the things of this world, our flesh and the devil, and run with perseverance the life race you have called us to. Remind and help us by the power of the Holy Spirit to keep our eyes fixed on you, not others, and to be thankful for what we have, a kingdom that cannot be shaken. May we openly profess your name as we thank and give praise to you before others, and strengthen us to do good to all people. What an awesome God we serve. Thank you, Jesus.